The content of this podcast is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This is a review of the movie Jurassic World: Fallen Kingdom. It's written by James Berardinelli, who writes for realviews.net. He gives the movie 2 out of a possible 4 stars. The runtime is 2 hours and 8 minutes. It's rated PG-13 for dinosaur carnage, scenes of peril, violence, and profanity. This is of the action-adventure genre. It's directed by J.A. Bayona. It stars Chris Pratt, B.D. Wong, Ted Levine, James Cromwell, Daniela Pineda, Justice Smith, Rafe Spall, Jeff Goldblum, Bryce Dallas Howard, and Isabella Sermon. The only thing that separates Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom from the lamentable Jurassic Park 3 is that the filmmakers of the newest sequel didn't opt out for cheap production values the way they did back in 2001. Both films feel tired and uninspired, doing little more than hitting all the expected notes as they plod along. Perhaps it was a mistake to rewatch the original Jurassic Park with its reimagined successor Jurassic World prior to seeing installment number 5, because those two films thrive on elements missing here: a sense of majesty, a hint of wonder, and a feeling of danger that's more organic than obligatory. In trying to stir the pot a little and avoid remaking Jurassic World, which audiences who love the cinematic comfort food of familiarity may have been okay with, the movie goes back to something the Lost World Jurassic Park did: get the dinosaurs off the island, in this case to preserve them from re-extinction. Of course, there's a new alpha monster, another genetic creation from the mind of mad scientist Dr. Henry Wu, played by B.D. Wong, who has taken his walk-on role from Jurassic Park and turned it into something diabolical. However, while the first half of the film, which transpires on a volcano-ravaged Isla Nublar, has its pleasures, the second half, which features dinosaurs chasing people through the halls of a Gothic mansion, I'm not making this up, is a disaster, at times seeming more like self-parody than action-adventure. The two lead human characters from Jurassic World are back. Chris Pratt plays Owen Grady, a little more like Indiana Jones this time around, and Bryce Dallas Howard's Claire Deering has been reborn as a kick-ass James Cameron action female type. No more running around in high heels. Jeff Goldblum's return as Dr. Ian Malcolm is as disappointing as it is welcome. While it's always a pleasure to see Goldblum, his appearance is little more than a glorified cameo. He pontificates about life finding a way and how we may have engineered our own extinction through hubris. The most overt the film gets with a global warming allegory, but he has less than 5 minutes total screen time and doesn't interact with any of the primary actors. Newcomers for this go-round include Rafe Spall as the duplicitous Eli Mills, with Ted Levine as his henchman. Because what would a Jurassic movie be without mercenaries who see dollar signs whenever they look at a moving dinosaur? Daniel Pineda as paleo-veterinarian Zia Rodriguez and Justice Smith as comic relief specialist and systems analyst Franklin Webb join the Owen/Claire Save the Dinosaurs team. James Cromwell, with a lousy British accent, plays Benjamin Lockwood, an ex-partner of the late John Hammond. It is surprising that they don't just bring back Richard Attenborough as Hammond, using Peter Cushing/Rogue One technology. Isabella Sermon is his feisty granddaughter, Maisie, because there's a rule that all Jurassic movies must have at least one adolescent character, since they scream the best. Toby Jones and Geraldine Chaplin cash paychecks. Fallen Kingdom is never sure quite what it wants to be, and it's possible to sense the pressure applied to Colin Trevorrow, who co-wrote the screenplay with Derek Connolly, not to repeat himself. Although Trevorrow ceded the directorial duties to J.A. Bayona, whose previous film, the criminally underrated A Monster Calls, allowed him to do a lot more with the human element of a monster movie. He determined the production's misaligned trajectory. Fallen Kingdom is two pictures in one, an old-fashioned stomp-em monster movie and a more sophisticated Mary Shelley-esque look at what happens when humans play God. These two aspects are poorly integrated, resulting in a herky-jerky tone where some of the exposition sequences drag on too long and a few of the action set pieces feel rushed. The first half of Fallen Kingdom mostly delivers what it promises: dinosaurs running around on the island, glimpses of the collapsed amusement park a few years earlier, an Owen/Blue reunion, missing only a little Seals and Croft on the soundtrack, and a volcano. Yes, characters are given a chance to outrun a pyroclastic cloud. Roger Ebert just turned over in his grave. The second half is a total mess, featuring some bizarre elements like a dinosaur auction and a chase through the halls of an old house. Nods to King Kong aside, Act Two of Fallen Kingdom appears to have been inspired by Aliens, right down to the framing of the shots of the new designer dino, Indoraptor, poking its snout at its intended victim. Ripley has been split into Owen and Claire, and Newt is Maisie. Bryce Dallas Howard doesn't yell, "Get away from her, you bitch," but she might as well have. It would be pointless to hope this will be the final Jurassic movie. The ending all but promises another one, and Trevorrow has spoken about this being a trilogy. Still, cliffhanger elements aside, I have no desire to revisit this world again. It's played out. There's only so far you can go with dinosaur movies, and this series has gotten to that point and beyond. Fallen Kingdom isn't dino might, it's dino doo-doo. And once again, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is directed by J.A. Bayona. It stars Chris Pratt, B.D. Wong, Ted Levine, James Cromwell, Daniela Pineda, Justice Smith, Rafe Spall, Jeff Goldblum, Bryce Dallas Howard, and Isabella Sermon. The screenplay was by Derek Connolly and Colin Trevorrow. Runtime is 2 hours and 8 minutes. It's rated PG for dino carnage, scenes of peril, violence, and profanity. This is of the action-adventure genre. And once again, Mr. Berardinelli gives this 2 out of a possible 4 stars.